Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Amzo SRAM extends CEO Aldo Kemper's term through 2031. Amzo SRAM extends CEO Aldo Kemper's term through 2031 with the supervisory board approving a new contract. Kemper, CEO since April 2023, has strategically realigned the company, achieving key milestones. The board expresses full confidence in Kemper's leadership, citing successful programs and financial strengthening. Kemper, with a background in LED technology, looks forward to further developing AMSOSRM as a leading technology company.
BioStem Technologies reports first quarter 2026 financial results. BioStem Technologies reported first quarter 2026 financial results with net revenue of $6.10 million. The company focused on hospital market opportunities, expanded sales force, and retired outstanding debt. BioStem plans to uplist to NASDAQ, expecting revenue of $25 to $29 million for 2026. Gross profit was $3.80 million, operating expenses totaled $12.60 million, and GAAP net loss was $8.80 million.
BFCH appoints veteran public company operator John P. Gorst as chief executive officer as the company progresses with the Ancient Extracts USA acquisition and platform expansion. Jordan P. Balancich transitions to chief science officer. Gorst brings over 30 years of experience in public company leadership and strategic partnerships. The company aims to enhance operational execution, acquisition integration, and commercialization strategy with Gorst's appointment.
Walker Newson SE Annual General Meeting approves dividend for the fiscal year 2025. Walker Newson SE's annual general meeting approved a dividend of €0.70 per share for the fiscal year 2025, up from €0.60 per share last year. Shareholders also elected Christian Rast to the supervisory board. CEO Dr. Carl Tragel emphasized the company's commitment to shareholder compensation and sharing success. More details on the meeting's voting results will be available at www.walkernellis.group.com/HV. Helix Biopharma Corp. announces strategic board and governance appointments to support financing and NASDAQ uplisting strategy. Zachary T. Stadnick, former TSX Life Sciences lead, joins the board of directors, while Natalia L. Butterworth is appointed corporate secretary. The company is also relocating its registered office to Vancouver, British Columbia, in line with its NASDAQ uplisting strategy under the MJDS framework.
IMA Worldwide earned a CCP QEP designation for three CCP-approved AIM programs. IMA Worldwide has earned the ACCP QEP designation for three AIM programs, now offering CCP professional development credits. The programs, including Introduction to AIM, Change Pro, and AIM Practitioner Certification, align with the ACCP standard for change management. This recognition reflects IMA Worldwide's commitment to providing rigorous and research-based training to drive successful organizational change.
Mitch Gould's Retail Playbook: How Brands Get Into Major U.S. Retailers. Mitch Gould, a retail distribution strategist, shares strategies that help products secure placement in major U.S. South retailers like Walmart, Target, Costco, and Amazon. Gould's evolution of distribution platform helps brands navigate entry into the U.S. South market by managing logistics, regulatory alignment, market positioning, retail placement, and post-placement marketing. Successful retail placement requires preparation, infrastructure, and execution, says Gould.
Silver Crown Royalties reports first quarter results and delivers record quarterly revenues. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. reports first quarter results, revealing a record quarterly revenue of $665,854, a 119% increase from the same period last year. The company closed two strategic private placements and welcomed mining investor Michael Gentile as a strategic advisor. Despite an improved total loss, Silver Crown remains optimistic about positive cash flow from operations in the upcoming quarter.
Mission I Rain News Breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corporation announces board election results. Leadership transition. Wheaton Precious Metals Corporation announced the election results of its board of directors at the 2026 annual and special meeting. Randy V.J. Smallwood has taken on the role of non-executive chair. Haifem Hadali joined as a director. And George L. Brack is now the lead independent director. Shareholders also showed strong support for the company's non-binding advisory resolution on executive compensation, with 95.16% approval. Clunkett Home Services, Tucson's trusted HVH experts, reaffirm family commitment. Clunkett Home Services, a Tucson-based HVH and home services company, is rebranding to reflect its family commitment. Founded by Chris and Scarlett Plunkett, the company's evolution and leadership have led to this change. The new name aims to represent the personal touch and philosophy behind the business. While the name is changing, the company's mission to provide top-notch HVH services in Tucson remains unchanged. Oh, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newsletters. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.